Q.
Man, you gotta catch the Q.
The Q train.
We were talking about.
So it was recording.
Oh, shit. Hey, welcome everybody to Off the Court. This is Jay, James, and Brad. Here we'll be talking about basketball,
life,
and everything in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
All right, welcome everybody. We're going to talk, this is a very special podcast this time, and the first thing, I think we should all just have a little moment of silence, 8 seconds, for the homie Kobe Bryant. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Off the Court. All right, we just lost a legend and his beautiful 13-year-old daughter, Gianna Gigi Bryant. So we're not going to, we're going to try and keep this as upbeat as possible. For those of you that don't know, but I feel like the whole world knows at this point, Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gigi, along with seven other individuals, were in a helicopter crash over the weekend on Sunday morning and lost their lives. So, a lot of this podcast, is going to be about Kobe. James, is it a tough one for basketball?
Yeah, a little tough.
Rad, how you feeling now?
To be honest, I got really emotional. I felt those emotions that day. I was choked up, my throat hurt, I was teary-eyed, I was feeling it like I knew the guy, and that was kind of the weird part. I didn't realize how much Kobe was a part of me and my basketball journey in life so far until that moment. Because right. For a long time, he was my rival. I really didn't even like Kobe. But then a switch happened that it becomes you don't like the guy, but you respect the shit out of him. One of those moments. And I just started to really respect Kobe at that point. And kind of there's some moves that I might have stole from him on the court. The Mamba mentality, everybody tries to hold that. Plus, his shoes was one of my favorites to play in recently, especially. So a lot of the different connections to Kobe, he'll definitely be missed. Never going to be duplicated ever again. And just the way he went out, complete tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Jay, where were you at when you found the news, man?
I was at church, and I remember getting a text message from you with the picture from TMZ. Saying Kobe Bryant dead, and I just looked at it. I was like, oh, this is fake. Some satire stuff. Put it down. Then after church ended, I opened up my phone and looked on Facebook and just post after post after post of Kobe Bryant dead, and it didn't seem real. It really didn't seem real.
Where were you at, Jay? What were you doing?
Man, I was hungover. I ain't gonna lie. Bro, I woke up, my phone was blown up. I had about maybe, actually, I remember exact number. I had 48 text messages.
Wow.
48 text messages. I had a few missed calls. I stopped counting. I just remember looking down being like, damn, I got 48 text messages. People didn't even like me this much. What's going on?
You felt popular for a second.
Yeah, man, I got the news. Everybody knows I'm a big Kobe fan. Kobe Bryant's the reason why I fell in love with basketball. So
that's huge.
His first season off the bench was my first basketball game, basketball season I watched with my uncle. My uncle used to take care of me. So grew up Southern California boy, loved the Lakers, loved Kobe Bryant, loved when we brought over Shaq too, Shaq and Kobe, the dynamic. When Shaq left, and we still pulled two rings, and one of those rings was off the, it was off the Celtics, man. That was a big one. Kobe Bryant broke his finger over the Celtics.
No, that was crazy. That series was so crazy, I was actually rooting for the Celtics.
But you're an East Coast boy. You do that.
That's why.
That's what it came down to.
I was going for the Celtics at that one, and I hate the Celtics.
I tell a lot of
people. I hated KG especially.
I tell a lot of people, I'm not a Warrior fan, but if the Lakers weren't in it, I for damn sure wasn't going for Cleveland. So you know, I'm not going to go for an Eastern Conference team, so it's whoever's in the West, just get it done. The Mavs, when we went against the Heat, get it done.
The East Spurs, Coast, West Coast rivalry.
Yep.
Still alive.
East Coast, West Coast beef. Rest in peace, Pac and Biggie. It still lives on. Oh, man. So what do you think is your favorite Kobe Bryant moment, bro?
To me, it got to be that final game. That final
in
game.
In that Celtics series?
No, his final game, when he dropped the 50. He had me jumping out of my seat. Literally, that is not exaggeration. That is not an LOL moment where you think something's funny, you don't laugh, but you still type LOL. I was literally jumping out of my seat like it was game 7 of an NBA finals. That game had me. He had me in the palm of his hands.
That was
exciting.
Crying, bro. I'm not a grown ass man, bro. Yeah. I was crying.
Yeah.
Like, know my street cred. Yeah. Like, real shit.
Gone.
Came for the streets, then went into the military, deployed to Afghanistan, got back home, had a kid, and I was still in tears when I saw that, man.
That shit was amazing.
That shit brought me in tears. Tears of joy. I never thought I'd have tears of joy, bro.
Yeah, that shit was amazing. Like, once Jesus. In a lifetime. I'm never going to see that again.
No.
Never.
No one's going to close out their career like that. Yeah. 60 points and a win and knocking out a team out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
You don't think LeBron can do it if he tried?
The thing was, he called it. This is my last game. Number one, that's very rare for somebody to call it at the moment. This is my last season. This is my absolute last game. This is it. And then you go out and pull that off. Woo!
The only dude in history, in sports history, I could say did something like that? Babe Ruth, when he called his home run shot.
But that wasn't his last game.
It wasn't his last game. No, but what I mean is, like, when you call your shot like that, when you say, this is my calling, this is what I'm going to be remembered for.
Yeah.
Like, that's a trip, man.
Do you have a favorite Kobe moment, James?
I'd agree this would be the same one. That's the last one that I remember, because I'm not sure where I was in life at the time, but I don't think I was watching basketball as much. So I can't really remember too many Kobe games at the time.
Kobe against the Sacramento Kings, against Chris Webber. We got Kobe against Kevin Garnett and the first ever dynamic trio.
We got 81 points a game on Jalen Rose's head.
We got the NBA Finals against Allen Iverson.
Yeah, man.
That was a pretty big one too. That was the streets against the formal black dude.
Yeah.
That was real big at that point.
You know, another moment though, we talk a lot about we talk a lot about Kobe Bryant's accolades, man. When he came back and we retired number 8 and 24 in the Staples Center. And that Dear Basketball film that he did, he got an Oscar for this short story, bro. That watching that had me in tears, man.
Yeah, that was dope.
It's like I really felt the man's energy, the man's resolve in that video.
Yeah, he's a special dude. You could just, you know, he always tried to better himself on and off the court. You could just tell that. And that video was fucking awesome, man. Deserved the Oscar.
I didn't see the video, honestly.
Never saw it.
No.
Man, you gotta watch this Dear Basketball after this.
Yeah,
I'm going
you to.
Yeah. Gotta catch up.
I'm telling you, it's gonna have you in tears, bro.
I don't need any more tears.
Anybody that's ever fallen in love with basketball, and it's a knucklehead like me that no matter what, no matter all the signs out there, you still try to get on the court and you fuck up your elbow one more time.
Yeah.
That kind of love for basketball.
How many times have we had, like, the little toy rims with the small-ass plastic balls and shit?
I broke that hoop, like, 10 times.
Damn. Right?
No dunking. I'm the first.
Off the bed.
Shaq dunk. Just rip it off the hinge.
You know what's funny that you say that? Because I remember being a kid. I lived on this spot, Spring Valley, on Kenwood Drive in San Diego. And I had that hoop. I had the small hoop. And when I did my dunk, it was the Kobe dunk.
Nah.
It was underneath the rim, turn around, and yak it.
Nah.
That was the dunk I used to practice. That's still the dunk I use when I was, like, still able to jump because I got bad knees now. When I got up, when we was in games and stuff, when I was stationed in Germany, man, that was still my go-to dunk.
Oh, damn, you could dunk like that?
Yeah, under the rim, racket from the other side, because everybody always thought you're going to come from that side. Mm-hmm. So they're going to jump in the air, and you go underneath them.
Well, I used to, that was kind of not similar at all, but that was my double fake layup. Whoop, bring it under, just bring it up the other side.
I'm telling you, man.
Wanted to do the dunk, but the fact that I could only jump like 2 inches off the floor, you know, I had to stick with the reverse layup.
That was kind of a Jordan move, too. The whole, you know.
Yeah, every Kobe move is a Jordan move. That's where he got his game from.
Yeah, technically.
I did steal Kobe's fadeaway. Especially the one when you go left and you turn around. Is it left?
So for the people that can't see Rad standing up trying to show us exactly how you do the fadeaway.
I'm confused because you turn around for a second. When you turn left and back.
Back him, fake to the left, turn to the right, jump, shot, fadeaway.
And you yell, Kobe.
I yell Kobe on trash cans at school.
I was telling James a story earlier, actually, too, and you mentioned earlier when Kobe had that messed up finger. I jammed my finger, too, and it was the same finger, and I taped it up. And I had that kind of connection with Kobe at that time. I saw he was shooting better. And I actually shot better, too. It's the oddest thing. But having that injury on my finger, I taped it up. Like, I saw Kobe with his finger taped up. I was like, I'm going to tape up my finger, too. Play.
So I had a messed up finger, and I also taped it up, but I didn't tape it up like Kobe, and I had a horrible game. My finger hurt. It was on my left hand, my shooting hand. I'm sitting there trying to shoot. It wasn't working out, so then I just tried to come up with my right hand. I airballed the layup, and I said, you know what, coach? I'm good, man. I'll sit this one out. I think we still won that game, though, because my boy was a beast, but...
That actually helped my shot out. It made me focus so much on my form. Because if I didn't focus, my finger will go one way or another. I just couldn't get the shot off. So I had to focus so much on just getting that ball off right that it was working for me. I still remember that to this day. Big moment in my basketball career.
Yes, sir. So let me ask you guys this question. Right now they're talking about, and Jerry West apparently already released a statement, the league has his blessing, making Kobe Bryant the logo. Do you believe that Kobe Bryant should be the logo of the NBA, Jay?
I'm not really sure about that because you still got other legends out there that, I mean, you got Jordan out there. He's still alive. What does that say about him if he's not a logo just because he's alive?
Technically, Jordan can't be the logo. They'll probably get sued by Nike.
No.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, Jordan only has one logo.
Yeah.
Like, you're only going to recognize...
That's true.
...the Jumpman. Mm-hmm. And you can't put the Jumpman on NBA.
No. I mean, I'm for it, but I think there's going to be a lot of hurt people that don't want it.
Like who?
I don't know. I could just see it.
Who else would be a better logo? If you had to pick, like, because Jerry West has been the logo since the 60s? 70s? 60s or 70s? So who would you make a logo?
I mean, there's nobody else right now. I mean, I guess it could be Kobe.
He's next up.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do like a Skyhook Kareem, but I don't think...
I want the Joe Dumars logo.
The Patrick Ewing logo.
Yeah.
The Bobby Jackson.
I mean, we could do the Iverson logo. You could have like a silhouette of Tyronn Lue laying down and Allen Iverson stepping over him.
Now, that'll be dope, Iverson one. I'm a big Iverson fan.
Iverson was that dude. The battles with him and Kobe, man, were ridiculous.
Even though
they got blown out 4-1.
The only thing I didn't like about Iverson was when he started getting braids, everybody in the fucking Bronx had braids. I'm like, oh, Lord.
It's going to come back, too, since Kawhi Leonard balling. Everybody in Toronto got braids now.
Yeah, I see a lot of NBA players doing it. Saw T.J. Warren playing. I'm like, is that Kawhi? Like, oh, that's Pacers.
Nah, that was the dude that tried to fight Jimmy.
James Harden got the best braids right now.
He got braids right now?
Yeah, but they don't look good. That was a joke. He got a peanut head, and then with that big ass beard, he just looks like he's just lopsided.
Yeah, I stopped watching Houston games after I traded Harden away to somebody and lost mine.
Hey, don't be salty, man.
Steph Curry.
I wish you wouldn't have traded him, because right now I'm going against Rad, and right now I'm killing, but only by a cop out. So
you need to braid his beard.
Look at him.
Yeah.
His head is off balance.
That don't look bad. Right.
That's bad.
Maybe if he braids his beard too?
Yeah.
He ain't a Viking.
Something.
Maybe those rocket braids look hard though. Go up a little bit. Right there.
That's your boy.
That's dope.
That's Gerald Green.
Gerald Green, man.
Yeah,
that's
Gerald
clean,
Green
bro.
Always has the fresh braids.
He need to hook up Harden.
Is it still with the Rockets? I don't think it's with the Rockets no more.
No, I don't mean he can't hook up his boy.
I need to find me a hairstylist to get my hair did like that.
No, you need to just keep your Jerry curl straight out of Compton, Easy E.
Nah, I need some braids. Nah, I ain't had braids like in 20 years. I don't like them. I only wear them for like a week.
I had braids once, baby braids.
You had hair?
These are the best braids I've ever seen in my life right here.
Oh, no.
Floyd Mayweather Sr.
Man.
He only has side braids. Yeah. I can't make it bigger, but I found
weird.
The picture.
That is weird.
How you got a mullet with braids?
That is weird, man.
Look better with the hat on.
He got a fade like, on top.
Like, put the hat on, bro.
Got a receding hairline.
I will never forget
you got
that.
A fade and braids, bro.
I will never forget
like
that picture.
Like, you got a skin-tight shadow fade with braids, bro.
I will never, ever forget that haircut in my life. That was a, you know, hairstyles brought to you by VA Salon.
Man. Sorry for going off topic, but man, that dude braids was fucked up. Let's bring it back, man. Let's bring it back.
I had to lighten up the mood a little bit.
Let's talk Mamba mentality, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Mamba mentality, man. What does that mean to you, Rat?
Just means keep going and fuck it. You're in some pain right now. I tried to channel my Mamba mentality yesterday. I was about to go my ass home after I bust my ass on the basketball court. And my elbow started swelling up. I just thought to myself, fuck it. All I'm going to do is go home and eat, get fat. So I jumped on the elliptical. Just kind of pushed myself a little bit further. You know, even though I was in pain, but I was already there. And the other side of the coin was just going home and putting more calories in me. So I channeled my inner Kobe. I was like, what would Kobe do right now? You know, kind of sucked it up and did a little bit of cardio. Yeah, but it just means going above and beyond. No quit until you're dead.
I actually got a quote from Kobe of what Mamba mentality meant. In his words, it says,
you're cheating.
Hey. Says, Mamba mentality is all about focusing on the process and trusting in the hard work when it matters most. It's the ultimate mantra for the competitive spirit. It started just as a hashtag that came to me one day, and it's grown into something athletes and even non-athletes embrace as a mindset.
That's dope. It was a brand before it was a brand.
I feel that. I watched... This is back in 2010. So back in 2009, actually, I got in trouble when I was in the military. It's a whole fucked up thing. Mm-hmm. Really, that was just me being stupid because I could avoid trouble if I would have just told on the dude that really actually fucking did it. I had the mindset I'm not a snitch, so I took the rap for that one. But a lot of people in my unit, I remember looking at me like I was a piece of shit, bro. Like,
what'd
they were
you
like,
do?
Man. I ain't gonna go into the details. I'm just saying it ended with me getting my ass whipped by like six German police. They call them Polizei over there in the middle of a park at 2 a.m. Like bad. Like they beat the fuck out of me.
Damn, don't worry.
The fat cop tackled me, put his knee in the back of my neck. The girl cop kept hitting me in the face with a radio antenna. Damn, dudes were like kicking me on the side and stuff, bro. Like it was nuts.
was somebody recording and yelling "World Star"?
World Star wasn't there in 2009.
So back then, Black Lives didn't matter.
Nope, no cameras.
Yo, but anyway, after I got in trouble, I lost all my rank, and everybody was just kind of like, you know, like, you should give up, you should quit. Like, they was like, yo, we're gonna kick you out, blah blah blah. And thankfully, that didn't happen. I lost all my rank, lost money. I was on what they call extra duty, so I was working from like 6 in the morning to 11:30 at night for 45 days straight. And I was just hating life, bro. During that time, like, after I did my stuff, served my time, you know, of extra duty and stuff, it was the 2010 NBA Finals, and I just watched what this man could do. Like, Kobe was an inspiration, and it was like true Mamba mentality. Bro, from that, boxing, I stopped drinking. Damn, I drank now. but I got into boxing. I got into basketball hard. We won a couple championships, league championships when I was over in Germany. Had a 5-0 boxing record, turned into a 15-0 boxing record, and over the course of 2 years, completely changed things around. Like, I had people in my unit calling me the poster boy of that unit, bro. Ooh. Like, killed it. And made sergeant before I left.
Yeah. So what rank you got, were you, and what did you get demoted to?
So I was a specialist, an E4. Mm-hmm. They dropped me all the way down to E1.
Wow.
Ooh. Private.
Like, coming in fresh out of boot camp.
Right. It took me 2 years to get to E4 in the first place. So in 2 years after that happened, changed my mindset, that Mamba mentality, went all the way back up to specialist, went to a promotion board, and made sergeant before I left.
That's what's up.
Like, motivation, dedication. Props. Like, for real, when people talk about their idols, their heroes, like, it's legit, man. This dude, if y'all ever saw my car, I got Lakers everything in my car, bro. I had Lakers everything in my house. When I was in Afghanistan, I had a Lakers comforter with Lakers streamers going around in my room or whatever, just to make my room feel a little bit more at home, bro. And the little hoop, the little purple and gold ball and whatnot, man. Just to feel at home, bro. Like, this one hit, man.
Wow.
It hit hard.
I got some bad news for you. I outrank you. I'm a 3-star general in Call of Duty.
I play Call of Duty in real life, man. Tell me when you did that.
Hey, it still counts in my book.
Tell me when you did missions, went back home, starving. They gave you a little MRE, like a little meal in a fucking plastic bag.
I do missions here. We do special.
And you had to take
special op missions.
You had to take shits in bad porta potties where 60 men had to share it.
Yeah, no, thank you. Did you play Call of Duty for 6 hours straight with only a bag of Funyuns on your side? Dying, getting killed by 11-year-old kids cussing at you?
Calling your kind of racist ass name.
Oh, man, that is funny. That is funny.
It's tough, man. It's tough out here.
Tough out here in these Call of Duty streets.
You don't know.
Oh, man. You know, it's... I mean, we can talk Kobe Bryant moments all day.
Well, I got a good Kobe question. Even before he got to Nike, but even with his Nike collection, you have a favorite Kobe shoe? Because he had some weird-ass shoes. If anybody has some weird shoes... And we're out there, it was Kobe.
You right.
But I give him props for that, though. He was trying different stuff. He was into different stuff, and he was trying it.
Like, you remember the ones, I forgot which ones they were, but they were like boxing shoes. Like, they were skinny around the ankle, went all the way up, like, to the shin.
Those were Adidas?
I don't know if they were the Adidas. But it was like some retro Kobe's. They were like, they looked like boxing shoes. Hold on, we looking it up, man. But I thought those were like the weirdest shits I ever saw in my life.
Ooh, look at those.
Those are weird. Hey. What are those? The Adidas Kobe 2s?
If you got some old school Kobe's, they're selling like crazy right now.
For real, for real.
No, but these right here?
Yeah, yeah, those.
The Kobe X Elite. The X
Elite.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Look weird as shit, man.
He needed to rest his Achilles. He's just completely in there. He ain't twisting that Achilles in those.
So I got a crazy story, man. So about a year ago, I was dating this girl, right? And we weren't dating for long. But I kind of felt like she wanted to take it somewhere. And I wasn't at that level. So for my birthday, she surprised me with an autographed Kobe Bryant jersey from his last season.
Wow.
Dopeness.
Bro, easily spent like $5,000 on that jersey.
So where's this girl now?
So,
she's in my
back to my goddamn story. So, I decided, things were moving and it was kind of like she was going that way. And I'm like, yo, you're doing too much, right? And long story short, I broke up with her, but I knew I could not stay with her. Like, I cannot keep that jersey if I broke up with her. Because I know she bought that jersey. It's kind of like a, hey, nah, I got you locked if you accept right. this type deal.
So you gave it back?
My dumb ass gave it back.
Sucker.
I couldn't keep it, man. It was the wrong thing to do. So she contacted me, like, Sunday after everything happened. And, I told her. I was like, I'm hurting right now. And she was like, well, you know, I'm here if you need blah, 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 blah. So I told her, you know, side note, don't sell that jersey. Don't give it away. Like, keep it as a keepsake. That's going to be a valuable timepiece.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm glad you said something because, you know, like, I had been getting a few offers and I was just going to go ahead and sell it and make like $1,000. So it was just... I don't know. My girl got mad. She got mad. She was like, oh, you trying to fuck with that bitch? I'm like, nah, it's not even like that. It's just people don't understand the value of some of these things when legends, you know, pass.
Right.
What are you talking to other girls, Jay?
First off, I ain't talking to other girls.
You can only talk to one lady.
That was the end of that conversation.
I'm just fucking with you.
Y'all gonna get me in trouble. My lady gonna hear this podcast.
I hope so. We need some more listeners.
Does your new lady give you autographed Kobe jerseys?
We gonna find out. Betty, I love you. What you gonna do for me?
AJ needs a jersey.
My birthday coming up.
It's probably hard to come by now, though.
Nah, I buy it from the girl that the original one from.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Give me the number. I'll contact them.
I know, right? He has some weird shoes, bro.
Yeah, that's what he was into. Which one?
That one, that bubbly white one. On
this?
The top.
No, you're talking about the black and white one?
This?
The white one, right there.
All white.
Second from the top on the left.
Why didn't you just say second from the top on the left?
I just said second from the top on the left right now.
This?
That one.
This?
Yeah. You're on the right. I said left.
Your military left.
What is that?
It looked like a Shaq.
I don't think those are Kobe's.
Those are rough, bro.
Yeah, those look like they're from the back of I don't know. I think you guys had a VIM stores wherever you guys were at.
Nope.
But that's basically a discount retailer for sneakers. You get open box items. That's you got to go get your own size.
Discount retail shoe.
It's one of them joints. That's where you find these shoes.
Well, yeah, I want to talk one more thing before we leave, man. LA's hurting right now. And so, you know, I bleed for my city. One of the things, man, is the Lakers and the Clippers canceled the game. And real quick, thanks to that game being canceled, Rat might lose this week in our fantasy. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy about that because that means we're going to be tied for third.
You should do the right thing and sit your players in memory of Kobe.
I'm not doing that. Kobe would want them to play.
We should put a poll up and see what the listeners think.
Want you to win this way, though.
No.
Listen,
this way.
Kobe's about winning. He don't care how.
He wouldn't want you to win this way.
It's not cheating. I didn't do anything wrong, bro.
Yeah, when Terry Rozier goes for 31 points.
Because he was motivated and inspired.
Fuck that.
So I just want to say this, man. Do you guys believe, though, like, all jokes aside, that do you think it was a wise thing to cancel that game?
To postpone it? Yeah. Especially for the Lakers. Well, it's
not canceled, yeah, postponed.
Yeah, a lot of people were in their feelings. Probably wasn't right. You know, they had different relationships with Kobe than the rest of the league. You know, they probably, they were used to seeing that guy maybe every couple of times a month, you know. I know him and LeBron got closer since LeBron's been there. He just seemed like he was always around Kobe, you know. So I'm sure it hit those guys hard, man. It looked like Kobe was really enjoying his post-NBA career. And a lot of that was mentoring the guys that were still in the league. So, you know, I'm sure it hit them a lot different than it hit the rest of the league.
Yeah. What you think, James?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one because, I mean, like a lot of people said, like, people wanted to cancel the games that day when it happened, but everybody was like, Kobe would have wanted you guys to keep playing, you know, because he's so competitive. And you got the Lakers still playing on Friday, but I mean, I think it's good to give it a couple days to kind of recoup and gather yourself before playing at that stadium, especially because you got so many people going over there and paying tribute to him. It's just a tough situation. I mean, he transcended more than basketball. I mean, everybody in the world, even other sports, and you got hockey and tennis, everybody paying tribute to him. And all these cities, you know, paying tribute, lighting up colors for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was more than basketball. It's up there with like Michael Jackson and Prince dying. I mean,
I honestly believe it might be higher than that, man.
Well, though it was more tragic. It wasn't anything natural. It was a pure accident.
So I was listening to ESPN and. One of the things that was said, and it actually kind of dawned on me, because everybody was like, well, why did this one hurt more than any other celebrity death to a lot of people? And they said, if you look at icons like Michael Jackson, Prince, a lot of icons, they were on a decline. Like, life was going downhill for them before their demise. This one, it looked like he was starting fresh and like coming out hot. And I think that's kind of, we all feel like there's just this hole in humanity. There's a hole in humanity. Like, imagine what was about to be accomplished by this guy. I also feel like that game should have been canceled out of respect for the family, out of respect for Laker Nation, postponed. The Lakers players, a lot of them looked up to him, Kyle Kuzma, LeBron, Clippers players, Paul George and Kawhi, that was their favorite player growing up. Doc Rivers loved him. They had battles, you know, when Doc was a coach and Kobe was playing his Celtics. It's just everybody has a significant, and you got to play that game with 8-24 hanging in the rafters.
That's a bit too much.
Yeah, it's like they need to heal before that happens, man.
Yeah, imagine that on the fast break. They can't complete it. You just start breaking down crying on the fast break.
Dude,
it's too much. Yeah, it's too much too soon for that team.
I mean, you saw it that day it happened. There's players that are sitting on the bench, just sitting there crying with their hands on their eyes. Like, hearing the news, how can you play through that?
Well, the thing is, I've told a lot of people, he's been mentoring so many of these young guys, too. It's not like he's been out of the league and these guys don't know who he is. He runs camps with these guys every summer. They go to his academy. They develop Mama relationships. Academy.
Yeah.
You know, they text, you know, they look to him for advice. And he was a willing participant. He liked playing that role, I think. I think, you know, he was probably living his best life doing that. Yeah. You know, and that's what really hurt those guys.
Absolutely.
You know, even if they didn't get to play together, different era, you know, he was still, he's their Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's their Superman.
It hit hard for everybody, even people that didn't even watch basketball, watched him play, but everybody on social media, you see the outpouring for him. I think it just kind of shows you the mortality and makes you kind of step back and realize that life is just so short.
Yeah, nobody's safe, man. Last thing, and I think most important, Kobe Bryant was a phenomenal basketball player. Everybody can agree with that. Kobe Bryant was an icon, a world icon. His ability to, his show detailed was phenomenal. His, I mean, we all know his accolades, the Oscar right after. But a real important one is the fact that the dude had a dedication for his family, man.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughters, Gigi was a beast, man.
Yeah, that's one of the best things to see about Kobe in his post-retirement life was coaching his girls, you know, kind of being coach dad now.
And just to watch a young girl's life be taken so young,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mambacita.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, I have two girls myself, and I can't imagine losing one or even being in the helicopter at the time it's happening and knowing that you're about to die and you're going to take the life of your daughter's about to die, somebody that you cherish.
You just got to hold them and tell them it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, love your families, cherish your families, cherish your friends. Your loved ones, you don't know how long we got. All we can do is just ride this shit till the wheels fall off. So sorry to leave you with that in a sad moment, but this is a very sad moment in time. I promise next week we'll be live, you know, have a lot of energy in us, because I will be talking shit to Rad about how I busted him this week. In fantasy. Yeah, I'm coming for you, bro.
I ain't got one word for you. Oladipo.
Oladipo.
Oh, he's back.
I don't think he's playing too good in this one.
What? He just hit the game-tying shot. What
game's
are you talking
over,
about?
Game's over.
Game's over. What's the score?
I don't know, but he ain't have many points. He only played like 19 minutes.
Yeah.
What'd you get from him?
I guess.
Are they one in overtime?
7 points.
You got 7 points
from
Victor
Oladipo. But the good part is he hit the game tying 3-point shot. Was it 3-point?
And then the Pacers won.
To go into OT. And then the Pacers came back to win. So he's coming back to form. And you guys should have traded for him when I was offering him up. Now he ain't going nowhere.
That's fine, because he's going to get 9 points a game.
Yeah, right. I think Oladipo's a superstar in the making.
Zion, beast. He had 30 minutes last game.
Damn. I'll take Zion off your hands, man. Ooh. You don't know, he might flop.
Y'all better watch out.
I trade you Oladipo for Zion.
My season's over.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This about wraps it up. This is Jay.
James Jones.
And the Rad Man.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bam, 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 bam.